This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, depictions of violence and graphic content. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised.
Donna, it's over. Yeah, time to go home.
Jesus Christ, Freddy.
Case closed, Chief Inspector.
I saw her.
Why didn't you tell me?
And say what? Oh, I'm sorry, Detective. We exchanged a smile and she went on her way.
Because I know you. And I want to hear you see it.
PC Sally Maybrick is innocent. Jackie is still out there.
Some of our colleagues from the City of London Police are having trouble admitting their oversight.
I see her! I see her! Officer in pursuit! Get an ambulance on the scene at Duckfield Yard and Regent Street!
Hey, there's something wrong with my phone. Doesn't have your number in it. Okay, a smile. I can work with that. So, what's your name? Are you from the UK? As in, like, is English your first language? Or am I just getting fobbed off here? Do you smoke? I'm Lee, by the way. What's funny? Gave you a cigarette, the least you could do is give me your name. How about...
I see her! Officer in pursuit, get him!
Sorry, I didn't see you. Is everything okay? Hello? Miss, are you...
The body of a man brutally murdered in Whitechapel was discovered this morning and declared by senior police officers as a sexually explicit, gruesome killing with ruthless bloodlust.
Body count increasing, and the telltale sexual brutality is casting a fearful cloud.
Media frenzy as the police deliver their report on the killing of Mark Allen's
Little. made her presence known on social media as Jackie the Ripper.
Whitechapel in East London is home to not a manhunt, but a womanhunt.
Scotland Yard have refused to comment.
The global scrutiny of Scotland Yard, the
world's media have gathered to the site of 29 Hanbury Street, the scene of another brutal murder by Jackie the Ripper.
Are we safe? Are we actually going to be safe?
And you've got this devil woman, quite frankly, going around.
The British police continued their search for Jackie the Ripper.
Jackie la Destripadora está asesinando hombres y mujeres.
It's scary.
I like her. I like her. She's got style.
Where are the
police? Where are they? I've not seen them. Sorry, so chilly in here.
Yeah, well, that time of year now, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got an electric heater. Or you do, at least. Was here when I moved in.
Oh. Yeah, must have been Dad's. He was always funny about putting the heating on.
And probably because of the racket that boiler makes.
Is that an official complaint?
No, not at all. Not at all. Maybe we'll just have to start hanging around your place a bit more. Oh, just to keep warm and... Yep.
So, yeah.
Yes, the September 30th killing.
Killings.
Course, yeah. Lee Stride and Carlos Eddowes.
Just moments before Lee, victim number three, was murdered, we had suspected PC Sally Maybrick was innocent, initially from her account given to me at Royal London Hospital. DNA on the package from Jackie, we assume, was because she handled it at the police station upon delivery. Which brings us to that night, the 30th. So Lee Stride was murdered outside Duffield Yard, a club bar thing on Henrique Street, just before 1 a.m. I chased the assailant, Jackie, heading west down Fairclough Street. Then she cut through Gower's Walk and continued past the Amazon... food? Amazon Market?
Amazon Fresh.
Fresh. Yeah, Amazon Fresh. So I lost her by Tenter Passage. We had sightings of her near the Slug and Lettuce and Allgate Tube. Next thing we know, she was headed northwest to Mitre Square.
That's where she met Carlos.
Yeah, poor guy. Eyewitnesses say they just ran into each other, you know. He sustained a minor injury in the collision, checked to see if she was all right, and then she killed him. Carlos Eddowes died not long after 1 a.m.
So, talk me through your next steps.
Right.
Jackie. Jackie.
Jackie.
Relax, Benny.
It's me.
What happened?
You collapsed, sir.
Did we find her?
No.
The guy on Henrique Street, did he die?
Yes.
Shit.
But we've got another. Mitre Square. Discovered just now. She struck twice.
Oh, bollocks.
Abilene! Abilene, stay with us! Stay with us!
All right, look into the light. No, don't look into the light, actually. What
colour is the light? Abilene, what colour's the light?
Are you calling an ambulance?
You're just knackered, for God's sake. Just sit up.
I can't find a pulse.
Check his Fitbit.
Roger that, Officer Meisen. Initiating analysis of detective's Fitbit.
Henry.
Blood oximeter. No. Sleep pattern. Time. Weather. Bloody hell. I can't find it. Stay with me, detective. Stay with me. I can't find his pulse. I can't find... Oh, there we go. It's that one. Right. We have got a pulse. We've got a pulse. You're going to be all right, sir.
Yeah, clearly. Can we get a bottle of water for the detective, please?
Still a sparkling. Still a sparkling, Chief Inspector.
Just a bloody Buxton still water, Jonas.
Sparkling would be nice.
Everybody back. We need a sparkling water over here.
Henry, come close.
Sir.
Yeah. I need to ask something of you.
What is it, sir?
How many steps did I do?
Sir?
The Fitbit, Henry. How many steps?
Freddy, come on.
6,239, sir.
Wow, sir. Not bad, eh? That for the whole day. Yeah, how many calories is that? Does it say the calories, Henry?
The recommended daily amount is 10,000.
Fuck off!
The chief inspector's right, sir.
10,000? Are you kidding me?
Did you get a visual on Jackie?
No, I bloody didn't.
Why not?
Because I was running myself to near death.
God damn it, Freddy.
What?
This is so amateur.
Amateur? I nearly caught her, Donna.
Oh, great. I'll let the public know they're nearly safe.
Just show some respect, all right?
I'll show respect when you show some basic policing principles.
Oh, what? Did you want me to calmly talk her out of sticking a knife in that bloke's neck? Is it? Or perhaps I should have sat her down and discussed her frustrations? Would that
You've
have
made
helped?
A mess, Freddy. Just admit it.
I'll tell you what I'll admit. I'll admit we nearly got her, okay? I'll admit that we just got a bunch of witnesses. I'll admit we got a trove of CCTV footage. I'll admit that we are a hell of a lot closer to catching her than before I took action.
Your water, detective.
Thank you, Jonas. I'll admit that she's running out of ideas, okay? And I'll drink to that, yeah? Cheers. Fuck me, Jonas.
Sorry, sir.
You shove a grenade in that or something. Jesus.
How about next time you don't direct officers like Smith and Meisen away from the target?
I was trying to cut her off.
Oh, aye. But we know exactly what's been cut off now, don't we?
Do we?
One bollock.
No way. She didn't have the time. I caught her cutting his neck.
The Mitre Square victim. The second body. She took a bollock out.
Oh. Where is it?
Witnesses say she volleyed it towards Aldgate East.
Right, volley or half volley?
A volley, Henry. A fucking volley.
Like a dropkick, you
Jonas,
mean?
That's enough.
I'll put dropkick. Oh, hang on a minute. When it touches ground in rugby league, that's a drop goal, isn't it? Let me... Oh, don't really know.
This is a disaster.
Oh, Jesus. And it's about to get much worse.
Ah, well, if it isn't City of London's finest.
Sir Charles.
Meisen, Smith, you have my permission to bugger off immediately.
Roger that, sir.
Yes, Sir Charles.
A dark day for policing.
I'm sorry, sir.
We were just collating events.
I've had some pretty low moments in my life, Abeline. I've lost loved ones. I've buried colleagues. I was even hit by a sniper.
Jesus.
It was just a slap. He was drunk.
Oh.
Some boozy British Army banquet. But this... this may well be the lowest of the low. Could you tell me, Detective and Chief Inspector, why there is a video on Twitter.com of a man finding a solitary testicle outside a Burger King by Aldgate East Station? Hmm? Perhaps you'd like to have a look.
Oh, my God! I found a ball!
We can have Priya and our team speak to Twitter. We can have that taken down.
Oh, can you now? Do your talents ever end, Chief Inspector Swanson?
Sir Charles, the Chief Inspector, the Acting Commissioner and I told you that PC Sally Maybrick was not the perpetrator. We were proven right in that instance.
Oh, you'd like to gloat, is that it, Abeline? Your hubris knows no end. Two men have just been killed and you're strutting around like you're Jonathan Ross.
Jonathan Ross?
Are you answering back to me, Detective?
No, not at all, sir.
Don't answer me back about answering back. You don't answer to me. You answer to the public. Answer me this. You think you have all the answers, but you've got a lot to answer for, Abeline. Now I want answers. Answer me.
If you just listened to what I said...
If you'd done your job and caught this monster, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Sir, with all due respect...
Yes. The respect is due. In fact, it's overdue. You're fired, Abeline. Give me your gun and your badge.
I don't have a gun. I haven't attended the latest firearms training course. It's on Tuesday evenings, isn't it? And I'm just a bit too busy, really.
All right. Your pen and your badge.
Sir, please.
Hand it over.
Sir, not the pen, please. It's my dad's.
Wrong. It's Scotland Yard's pen.
Sir.
Give me it.
He gave it to me.
He should have handed it back when he was kicked out.
He wasn't kicked out.
Aberline! Aberline!
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to Eureka, the show that gets under the skin of science, in a good way. I'm Rick Edwards.
And I'm Dr. Michael Brooks.
Not the kind of doctor who'd be able to help much if you're having, like, a heart attack. But if you're wondering about quantum physics or the theory of matter, he's your man.
Well, probably.
Every week, we're asking a new, puzzling question from the world of science and discovering the answer with the help of a world-leading expert.
Like, will we ever talk to animals?
They are definitely talking. You know, that's, again, a word that I would qualify because we usually mean that vocally. But in their own ways, they're talking to us every single day.
Are face transplants the future of cosmetic surgery?
Given that range of what's considered attractive, there's probably no point wanting to change your face to be more attractive if you follow science. And should we fear an alien invasion?
If an imperialistic drive brings other civilizations to us, then obviously it's not good news. But if it's scientific exploration, it may be good news.
If you're interested in learning a little bit more about the weird, magnificent world around us, then this is the show for you. Eureka. Subscribe now and find us on Twitter at EurekaPod. New episodes every Wednesday.
Eureka is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheer up. It worked out in the end.
I know. Just revisiting these things just, you know, gets me wound up.
That's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how did it sort of turn around?
Turn around?
Yeah, how did you end up back on the Met's case?
I didn't.
Right, but you continued to investigate.
The Met never took me back. It was City of London police who gave me the chance. A whole month passed after Sir Charles spoke to us. I was very, very down.
I know. I visited you, remember?
Of course. Highlight of my month.
Nevertheless, the hunt goes on. We're a month on now from when Detective Aberline was...
fired. Stephen
you're fine.
God's sake.
Take yourself back to the house. Look, nice ideas, but I think it's pretty clear we all think you're a bit of a...
Constable? What are you doing here?
Well, Peter, I'm just making sure you're okay. An officer that doesn't look after the public is...
Pointless!
Wow, yeah, there's no stopping her. An absolute genius, and she's just...
Sliced the meat. Knife straight in, hard and true.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to cut off the...
Balls. In the bunker. He won't be happy with that. Look at his face. Looks like he's just been...
Cut off? Why?
Because you
stabbed me in the...
Right honourable gentleman.
And after that, the female, it's his...
Will he? Or will he not? Let's go live to...
The worst
detective
the world has ever seen. And it's...
Abberline?
No.
Hermes delivery.
Just leave it on the doorstep.
Hello?
Leave the parcel on the doorstep.
Hello?
God's sake, I'm not getting up, so just leave it and go.
Oh, I'm going to leave this with a neighbour.
No!
You can pick it up off there.
I live in London. I don't speak to my bloody neighbours. Leave it on the doorstep. Hello? Right, that's it. I said leave it on the doorstep. I'm going to download the Hermes app and give it a one star, you It's you.
Can I come in?
Well, you're the police. Well, I'm not, so I probably should let you in, shouldn't I?
I got something to cheer you up.
Chocolate. Oh, dark chocolate. Thanks. 75% cacao. What? What the fuck did I do to you?
What? It's nice. It's organic.
Oh, yummy.
This place is a mess.
Yeah, well, that's what I do, don't I, Chief Inspector? I make a mess.
Have you kept up to date with the case?
The nutcase, you mean? Nope.
So you've just sat here for a month in your own filth?
Yep.
Have you seen her social media posts? Freddie, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, and I'm not listening.
Yeah, well, pull your head out your arse for 2 seconds and listen.
I'm sulking, okay? Can't a man sulk anymore?
I get it, Freddie. You've had a crap year. But sitting in silence isn't going to achieve anything.
Not with you interrupting me, it won't.
Stop being so bloody English about it.
No, you stop being so bloody Scottish about it.
How am I being Scottish?
You're telling me off.
Well, someone should.
Yeah, well, I don't have a someone. I don't have anyone.
I need you to revisit the case. Get up to speed.
No.
Here's the video from the day after Lee and Carlos were murdered.
I said no.
Look at my phone.
No.
Look
ow!
At it.
Ow! Assault! Assault! I'm being assaulted by an officer. I hope your body cam
look
is getting this.
Look at the bloody phone.
Ugh, fine. This is just your profile. Chief Inspector for City of London Police. Wife, mother, Slytherin. Slytherin. You're 44 years old, for goodness
get
sake.
Get off. Just go back to her post.
Donna, I really don't want to see this now, okay?
Isn't it a bit early for a beer?
Beer? Please. I'll have you know that this is, in fact, a pink grapefruit and blood orange IPA made by some very, very cool venture capitalists.
Well, here's something to drink too.
What's that?
A job offer.
Dear Mr. Abberline, we reviewed your application and we're delighted to offer you the role of Lead Detective of City of London Police. I didn't send in an application.
It's an HR thing. I can't just hire without posting the role and receiving applications.
Yeah, right.
So?
I don't know, Donna.
Oh, sorry, are you waiting to hear from other police departments in London about Lead Detective roles?
I don't think I have it in me.
Well, maybe this will inspire you.
Oh, fine. Play the damn video.
Erectile dysfunction.
Not me. Very inspiring, Donna.
Oh, it's just an ad.
I use Man Up.
What, so she's monetized her posts now? When did she put this up?
The morning after.
Good morning, Whitechapel. A double homicide.
Oh, dear, what a pickle.
The next murder won't be so rushed. It will be brutal. It will be vile. It will be sick.
I will eviscerate him beyond all recognition. Oh, sorry for the spoiler.
Knock, knock, detective.
Oh, what the fuck? Jill.
Hi, Freddy.
Are you okay? Is the flat all right?
Yeah, it's fine. I just wanted to check if you were okay. You've got a Hermes delivery out here.
Ah, right, yeah. Let me just grab that. I'm great. Yeah. Bloody great. Never been better. Just having a can of fruit juice in my dressing gown on a Wednesday.
It's Thursday?
I took a guess.
Living the dream.
Oh, yeah. Hey, come in. This is Chief Inspector Donna Swanson of City of London Police.
Hi, Donna.
This is Jill Hunter. She's reporting on our case for the
New Zealander.
The New Zealander, yeah. For the case, not our case. For the Mets, yeah.
Hi.
I got you something, actually, to cheer you up.
Oh, dark chocolate. 85% cacao. Lovely.
Looks delicious. Why don't you give it a try, Freddy?
God, yeah. That's nice and crumbly. It can really taste the cocoa powder. Might have the rest with a cup of tea.
You okay? You've been super quiet these past few weeks.
Reflecting. You know, mindfulness sort of thing. Looking inward. Being at one with myself.
That's a phrase for masturbation I haven't heard before.
Donna.
Oh, I realise if you guys are discussing the case, it's totally inappropriate for me to be here, so I can
No,
go.
It's fine.
Well...
It's fine. It's not our case anymore.
What next?
I think I've got a raspberry ale in the fridge.
I mean, the job situation? What are you going to do?
Yeah, Freddy. What are you going to do?
Look, I've let a lot of people down, and I just need some time.
You've got blood on your hands.
How dare you? I worked my arse
off. God, you're bleeding.
What the hell?
Jesus, I've been hit. What? Officer Down, I think I'm gonna need a plaster and an antiseptic spray, stat.
Give me your... Wait. It's drying. There's no blood flow. You're not bleeding.
Oh, what? It's on the carpet.
Oh, it's the parcel.
God, not again.
Good God, what the hell is this?
Looks like string.
But it's flesh.
What?
We need to call the Met.
Open the package.
Oh, what? Just open the parcel tied up with human remains fashioned into string? Are you mental?
Open it.
It's for the Met.
It's delivered to you.
Yeah. And I don't trust the Met, okay?
What? You don't trust the Met?
Give me that.
Donna, no!
It's a cassette player.
What is it?
Oh, don't make me feel old. Jesus Christ. So the tape is how we used to listen to music and stuff.
No, I know what a cassette player is. What's on it?
Well, let's listen.
Is that the end of it?
Yeah.
What was it?
A song?
Oh, thanks, Simon Cowell. Is this a vein? Did she tie the package up with a vein?
I don't know.
How did she have time to dissect Lee or Carlos? She was being chased.
Maybe it's not from them.
But Mark Allen Nichols, Danny Chapman, Georgie never reported any missing veins or arteries.
This could be from somebody we haven't found yet.
Jesus.
This needs to come to City of London Police. And so do you, Freddy.
Right. Yeah, this is bad. Come on, Jill.
Oh, I don't want to impose.
All right, bye-bye then. So that parcel suggests something disturbing.
Oh yeah, what's that? That it was tied up with some human anatomy?
Jackie knows where you live.
And she used Hermes. What a bitch.
You need to work with us, Freddie.
How? I mean, if I worked at City of London, how would we investigate the case?
I don't know, but we could find a way.
Where's your car?
I got the tube.
Oh, what?
Come on, this way.
I'm not getting on the tube.
Why not?
Oh, how about because the British public despise me?
Come on. Now you're just being dramatic.
Hooray! Detective Dickhead!
Right, bus to mine, then we'll drive.
Oh, no, bus is even worse.
You're going to work for City of London Police.
Hey, this is not an exclusive. This is a private conversation.
I'm just asking, as a friend.
I didn't realise you guys were so chummy.
Oh, is that not allowed?
It's frowned upon.
Who's frowning? You.
Two men have been brutally murdered. A bollock has been booted halfway down Aldgate High Street. We've just got wind of a possible fifth victim. Five dead men. How about you let us get on with our job?
I asked Freddie a question out of concern for him. How have you made that about the case?
Your press. If you want to talk further about it, then I'll see you in the media room with the rest.
You're the one that wanted to talk about it.
I am not.
Bus is here. Would appreciate no arguing when we're on it. It's a confidential case. That and a confrontation on public transport is really embarrassing.
This is the 205 bus service to Bow Church. And remember, if you see any women acting suspiciously, report them online or on the TFL Whitechapel murder hotline.
Donna, just scan your card.
She's still here.
Oh, so I'm not allowed on a bus now, am I?
What did I just say about arguing? Scan your card, Donna.
There is no argument. I'm an officer and I don't want her privy to these conversations.
It's nothing to do with you?
I think you'll find the murders are actually part of my job.
You brought up the murders! You brought up Mitre Square. I was just talking about Freddie and how he feels.
Can you, can you scan your card and move down the bus? Jill, people are staring.
What did you... Wait. Mitre Square.
Mitre Square? Mitre... Am I not saying that right?
It's fine. We'll just move down the bus.
Sit down!
Yeah, we're going to. We're going to...
The bollock.
Sorry?
Witnesses say she kicked Carlos's testicle down to Aldgate East Tube Station. To the Burger King.
Will you move out the bloody
right.
way?
Jill, the latest media appearance. What did Sir Charles Warren say about the Carlos Eddowes killing?
He just talked about the testicle on the high street and how horrific it was and stuff.
But he didn't mention Mitre Square.
No? Why? What is it?
I think we found a way to get back on the case.
What? How?
Look at the bus map.
Bloody tourist! Look at the map!
It was found here. The bollock, in Met District.
Right.
That testicle was kicked onto Aldgate High Street.
Yeah, but you just said it. That's Metropolitan Police District.
But she kicked it from Mitre Square. Right there.
City of London District.
Carlos was killed on our turf.
Well then. Chief Inspector Swanson, I think there's something at Scotland Yard that belongs to us.
Jackie the Ripper starred Paul Waggett as Freddie Abeline. Jennifer Tierney as Donna Swanson. Akushla Tarakupe as Jill Hunter. Adam Jarrell as Henry Smith. John Brunock as Edmund Reed. Amina Karoma as Alyssa Helson. Marta De Silva as Georgie Baxter Phillips. Kareem Confley as Sir Charles Warren. Narlan Burgess as Priya Campbell. And Ant McGinley as Jonas Meisen. Jackie the Ripper was written by Joel Emery and directed by Adam Jarrell. This series was produced by Holy Smokes in association with Stack. For more information, follow at Jackie Ripper Pod on Twitter. Jackie the Ripper is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.